Guess who's moved to Hollywood? We have. Today, we kick off our series from Los Angeles with some of the biggest stars of the internet, and you're invited. Here to help us to move into the neighborhood is the queen of YouTube, Devin Green, and her hunky action movie star husband, Joel Bryant. They just came over with a basket of blueberry muffins and hilarious fun. Yum, yum.
Listen to today's show and find out about Devin and Joel's exciting new projects. One of them stars Henry Winkler, best known as the Fonz on Happy Days.
Hey, I'm on the internet, Mrs. C.
Will our show's temporary move to sunny California suffer the same fate as TV's Laverne and Shirley?
Is being in West Hollywood an enhancement or a liability?
In the news, animal rights activists are enraged as the country of Sweden reduces their enormous rabbit population by killing and burning the bunnies as fuel.
President Obama's Justice Department declared on Monday that they won't be prosecuting people who distribute or use medical marijuana as long as they comply with state law. Smoke 'em if you got 'em.
And in L.A., the dead body of a 75-year-old man who was shot in the head was ignored for days because neighbors thought he was a Halloween decoration.
I'm Fausto Fornos.
I'm Mark Fillion.
And this is Feast of Fun. Today's show is brought to you by generous support of fabulous listeners like you.
We really can't do the show without your support, so please visit our website, feastoffun.com, and make a donation. Buy a t-shirt.
Your financial support makes all the difference.
Thank you. Feast of Fun is also brought to you in part by
Steamworks Gym, Sauna, and Bath.
Release the pressure.
Saca la presión.
Steamworks is a comfortable and stylish place to meet other men, relax, work out, and play. Open 24 hours a day, 365 days a year to men 18 and over in Berkeley, Chicago, Toronto, Seattle, Washington, and now Vancouver, British Columbia.
When you're ready to play, Steamworks is ready for you.
Visit steamworksonline.com and register for a discount on your next visit. Enter Feast of Fun in the promo code field to get the special discount. And remember, play hard,
play smart, and buy
LifeLube.org, your field guide to gay men's health.
LifeLube delivers daily news and commentary on sexuality, cutting-edge research, and fresh thinking on health and wellness.
Nominated for a GLAAD Media Award for their How Are You Healthy campaign, LifeLube takes a sexy, sensual, lusty, and loving new look at gay men's health.
Gay, sexy, healthy, LifeLube.org. We are so lucky. Today starts our fabulous series of shows taped from West Hollywood in the beautiful city of Los Angeles, California. I am Fausto Fornos.
I'm Mark Fillion.
And we're joined by the very, very funny and charming, hilarious YouTube sensation, Devin Green, and her hunky action movie star husband, Joel Bryant, in person from West Hollywood.
Yay, West Hollywood. Bells,
you guys
whistles.
Are in our hotel room right now, and we're not wearing any clothes. Isn't that nice?
I know. I'm surprised we're still breathing normally.
We have just had a photo session, which has been super great. We actually had a foursome accidentally. There was insertion.
Yeah, well, hold on. Let me get the slide with us. I just unpacked it from the suitcase. With sex? That really rings in the hotel room.
It resonates, doesn't it?
See, because of the slide whistle, you can sort of make it, you know, have sexy results. Or give me something really unsexy image here.
Roseanne Barr.
Devin, you have a situation.
I've raised my hand.
Sorry about that.
Well, your bladder may be shy, but your ass knows how to say hello.
Ooh. I don't know. What does that mean?
It made the slide whistle
sound. Look
at
Joel's hair. Joel is the Rosetta Stone.
I'll interpret most of what Devin says.
Pretty much.
Now, you're working on a new video and a sitcom pilot and a movie and a t-shirt line. What's going on?
It's been super great. We've been super blessed. We have a lot of activities. Look, at the bottom line, it's all kind of the same thing. When you're an
when you are an artist, you just want to create.
Is that Madonna?
Yeah.
I just want to be like Jesus, Gandhi, and Buddha, but I don't want to be so fat.
I actually worked up an Ellen DeGeneres impersonation.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, let's hear this.
It's not going to translate.
Joel,
it's a visual, so it's not going to translate.
Okay, so she's walking away from the microphone.
But you guys will laugh at it.
All right, I'll laugh at it.
She's dancing.
She's dancing. Oh, that's good. That is good.
That's pretty good.
Do you remember Ellen DeGeneres had some American Express commercial once where you could get her to say things, and if you did naughty things, it would catch you. But I got her to say, "I like less beans," in her voice.
Yeah, because she was like, "I like to lick less beans all night long. I want to your cunt out." That was basically like her the kind of things that you could get them to do. And Joel, you are working on movies. You're auditioning.
Same thing, yeah. Same thing. Doing a shooting with Devin for the project. And
can you give us anything? Project. Tell us anything. I mean, I know it's bad luck to do this.
Well, I feel like it's a little braggy, but I can tell you.
Get close to the microphone.
Yeah. I can tell you definitely that Joel and I will definitely be going back out.
Overseas.
Oot. Out. Sorry, pardon me.
Did that Canadian just fall out?
It did. Yeah. It did.
Out. Pardon Oot. Me. Overseas.
Over.
Where are you guys? So you guys went to overseas to entertain the troops.
Right.
Yes,
so we've
brought you back.
Oh my God, look at this.
We brought you a treat.
It's from the troops? Did you bring us a
it's
hot
a cozy.
Soldier?
We did. And we actually brought you muffin cones.
Oh. Those aren't from overseas. Those are Devin's, the only cooking she's ever really
Devin,
accomplished.
These aren't like half-eaten cupcakes.
How do you make a muffin cone?
Well, here's the thing about ice cream cones. They do not burn in the oven. That's
Why
right,
is that?
Gentlemen. I don't know if they're actually made of any sort of edible product.
Bones. Bones and gold fillings is what they're made out of.
Thank you, Hitler.
So you took cake batter and you poured it into like a cake cone and the cake didn't
burn.
No, it's
an actual ice cream cone and
an
you put the whole damn thing in the oven.
Now, didn't they like fall over like on the tray or anything like that?
I've got skills.
Mad skills.
Wow.
Well, it's not like a crank oven or where it's not moving the whole time.
You know, my grandmother, who turns 102 next...
Really?
Next week. She still has one of those rotary... Do you remember those rotary clothing...
Like set it and forget it?
Yes, exactly.
A rotisserie for your RV.
You put your clothes through it.
Oh. A rotisserie for your RV. Yeah, like when you're roasting an RV on the beach.
What kind of white trash are you?
No, it's a rotisserie for the inside of your RV, so it's very compact and portable and doesn't use a lot of electricity, but you can roast a small child or a chicken or a ham bone or something.
My family was never on the run.
You're talking
so
a laundry
know.
Thing? Well, those, that has a name. I forget what that's
yes,
called.
Yes, a ringer washer.
Oh.
Ringer washer.
Oh, I love those.
You put clothes in, there's two rotating. Rotators.
Uh-huh.
Turn with your right hand.
You have to explain the magic of that technology.
She still uses that?
Yes.
What's wrong with her?
You know, when you have a mentality and sometimes you just simply can't outgrow it. Sometimes you can grow with your day job or your profession, but you don't have that, like you're stunted emotionally or socially.
Or Canadian.
And I'm raising my hand right now. That's what will happen.
You guys are actually lucky those are good because Devin's recent dinner creation, I don't think we've ever told him the dinner creation stuff, the cooking, but she tried to make something with more flavor the other day, right? And she's like, oh, I got you a little surprise, going to make you something with more flavor. And it's well known that she's not a very good cook, and she admits it.
True
that's
that.
Fine. That's fine.
True that.
So she brings out this meal, this plate of, so she decided something, a dish with more flavor would involve a mix of sauerkraut, chorizo,
balsamic vinegar,
garlic,
onions.
And grilled onions.
Yeah, there we go.
So you basically cook the way you make your YouTube videos.
Yes, exactly.
A little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Do-da.
It's like the five most pungent things you could find in the
How
kitchen, and it was a dish.
Think sauerkraut and chorizo to go together.
Because
right.
Devin likes flavors, Mark.
Although they had sauerkraut and bratwurst.
She's a flavorful lady.
It's good in my mouth.
And so if you go to the website right now, feastoffun.com, you can see pictures of Devin Green sort of channeling Mary Poppins and reading the Bible to Mark and I in bed.
In the hotel room.
And Joel was somewhere not to be found.
Under the covers.
I was at the other end.
What were you doing down there? I was like, it felt really nice.
I think he was smoking and having a bump.
Now, you have some beer koozies here that has an igloo, and it says devongreen.com in the back. It has a cactus, joelbryant.net.
Or soda pop. They're for your soda pop, and they have a flap over. So if you live in a dusty sort of area, this flap will prevent vermin from getting in and stealing your beers.
Wow.
I love this. You're so nice.
You can put eyeglasses in or a cellular communication device.
An iPod
device.
If you want.
Maybe.
A small child?
I don't know if I would stick my iPod in that because it was
flat. I wonder what the flap was for. I've never seen one with a flap before.
No, because I was thinking in my head.
Oh. You could. Did you actually produce these?
Yes.
You like sewed this?
You didn't sew these.
No, she didn't sew. No.
She silkscreened it.
No, some Malaysian boys did it.
Oh, some Malaysian
really
boys.
Cheap.
But that's clever with the little cap, because that's why Germans have those beer steins with those caps on it, so the sawdust doesn't get in there. Because, you know, they're always sawing.
Is that why they have the lids on?
Yeah, that's why they have the lids, because people would take them to work.
Devin, I want to show you this. Mark, pass me the jewelry box. This is like a... I'm going to recreate Rich.
Sparkle?
Check it out. Yes. Ready? Do, do, do. Put your hand near it.
Like Pretty Woman. It's a natural reaction, isn't it?
But it's the key to the city. This is presented to Fausto and Mark, the feast, in quotations, the feast of fun, because we're actually not that much fun.
You really are fun. If I could just graphically describe it, it's 6 to 8 inches.
Ooh.
It has a delicious top tip. It's got a firm base.
Mm-hmm.
It's smooth.
Oh, round things at the bottom.
And it comes with protection.
Oh.
Just like my anus. We are taping today's show from the Le Parc Suites Hotel in West Hollywood.
Or Le Parc.
Le Parc. The best place to bring somebody home you picked up at a bar. That's my slogan.
Sure. I always get laid at Le Parc.
I don't know if we should be saying that, but you know.
No. We're just kidding. It's a comedy show.
It's a fabulous show. This is a comedy show.
Look, so how many keys to the cities do you guys have?
Oh. Wow.
Don't you, sir. Not now. Not ever.
Didn't you get like a key to Jordan or something when you went?
We don't. We usually just break into the city. We don't need keys. We go in the back door.
We don't get invitations like you do.
We look for an open window and sneak in.
Wait. So you went to the country of Jordan, and they presented you with no keys. How are you guys supposed to get
Did
back
you guys in? Get a camel or anything at least?
Yeah, well, we actually got inoculized. Is that a word?
I think so.
Inoculated.
Inoculated.
Against the... pig virus or flu or whatever.
Pigs actually have that virus now, I was reading. Pig?
Well, good thing, because they named it after them.
Yeah, pigs actually finally got the pig flu.
It's like Lou Gehrig getting Lou Gehrig's disease. Had to happen.
I know.
Something's like that. What's going on with the kid and the UFO? Because you guys kind of, if they ever made a made-for-TV movie of that, I want them to cast the two of you.
I would like to play the mother.
And Joel, would you play the dad, the sinister dad?
Yes, I would.
Joel, if you could give us a line from it, what kind of emotion should he have for this one?
Remorse.
Remorse. And,
you're a great actor.
And hold on one second. And his line will be what? What should his line be?
Up, up, and away in that beautiful balloon.
Let us hear
and what's
a remorseful.
The Heaney, that's his name, right? Heaney.
The Heaneys.
Heaneys. The Heaneys.
His last name. Yeah.
If I could add something in, I'd like to see it done in the style of a Western.
Up, up and away in my beautiful balloon.
Oh,
my beautiful.
Look at that, huh?
That's pretty amazing. I actually saw Joel's eyes crying.
I kind of did.
So what do you guys think of this family? This
what is
crazy
going on? The
family.
Heens.
Because the weird thing about
weird
it,
name.
I read about it mostly only through headlines on my iPhone. The first headline was 6-year-old boy aloft in a balloon, and I was like, wow, that's really kind of cute. Because I thought, hey, he's getting out of there, you know, he's making it. And then it was like the next headline from a couple hours later: balloon lands, boy not in it.
Oh.
And I thought, oh, that didn't.
You
end
thought
well.
Wolves, right?
There has been
Sky Wolf.
There has got hungry.
Ooh, that's a great name. Name for a sitcom, Sky Wolves.
Well, there was Airwolf about a helicopter.
Oh, yeah.
There?
Remember that?
I don't know. I'm too young. How would I have known?
And you
can you, oh, Joel, can you do good sound effects?
Oh, yeah.
Do the helicopter blades.
Oh, gosh. You got to give me a second for that one.
Isn't it?
What is it?
Isn't it like.
Yeah.
There you go.
Thank you, Lecter.
That was more like Baba Beans. Well, you know, have you heard the latest news about What's all this? That? They're really digging into this story. Uh-huh. Apparently, these three kids, they used to have a house here in Burbank until 07, and they got booted for not paying rent, so they just trashed the house and left. The guy was arrested in 97. He was in jail for like a couple weeks.
Oh, is this the dad?
The dad was. Uh-huh. I mean, these kids, they just saw the kids. Two of the kids have like an anti-gay rap on YouTube when they made when they're like 7 years old. Like, this family is effed up in the head.
Oh, my God.
The more that comes out,
I didn't know about that.
The more the balloon's going to take a backseat to this family.
I was so taken. I was watching CNN, and I saw the sheriff from this town get up there and talk about how, you know, they were working with the family, but they were just pretending to work with them because they really wanted to catch them. And then this other sheriff came out, and his name was Ernie, and he talked out of the side of his mouth, and people were like, what's your real name? He's like, everybody just calls me Ernie. And I thought, this would make a fantastic play or a movie, because everybody involved to some kind of crazy character.
Starring Devin Green and Joel Bryant.
Exactly.
Did he have a stroke joke? Can you play a stroke victim?
Stroke. I'm Spartacus. No.
That's a little Popeye. What do you know?
What do you know? That was my Kirk Douglas.
Look at my legs. They go right to the ground. Hey, let's go to the gin joint. I like, though, Mark, how you just judge people by headlines. I'm not going to read the whole story.
Well, you know, I was busy. I was at a conference, so I only got some of it. So I was kind of enamored by it. And I was like, oh, and then like watching it develop, I'm kind of like, wow, what a freak show. And then this is the first thing I've heard of it. Because, you know, we've been in Vegas busy working.
So. Right. It was a conference about the internet.
Yes.
This internet.
And have things progressed? Or are we still at square one?
We're at square two.
Yes. Oh, good.
But, you know, the most exciting thing that happened to me in Las Vegas is that I got propositioned by a Japanese businessman.
Oh, Joel, stop it. How could you?
It was a mask.
A kabuki mask.
I would take very good care of you.
Didn't really tell.
It was like a scene from Showgirls, and I was in Las Vegas in the steam room, and the guy turns to me, and he's like, I'll, you know, come up to my hotel room, I'll take good care of you. I didn't assume that he was going to buy me dinner.
That's presumptuous. Hold on. Maybe he was actually going to take good care of you. Like, maybe he was like, oh, here's some chicken soup.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's very presumptuous.
But he was grabbing his penis when he was saying that. So that's why I knew he wasn't talking about cock soup.
Japanese custom.
Sooner or later, you're going to have to sell it, Fausto.
You know, Mark and Joel, again. I don't know about you guys, but I would love to hear that reenactment, that line.
Which one? He's like, I would take very good care of you.
I don't think so.
But it was the thing about it was in a steam room. So it was like, here, Mark, why don't you hiss?
I take very good care of you.
Like, okay. That's pretty much what
and I'm going to play you. Really? For how much? I've got to podcast you.
I was so... have you guys ever been like propositioned for like sex? Because you live in West Hollywood.
I get odd things. Like young, like 21-year-olds that'll say, how long are you going to be married? Or,
oh, that's so mean or sad. Or oh, do they expect that not that relationships just have
they just,
shelf life?
They just expect people to have an expiration date. Or
when will you die?
Or
how
long
will you be married?
Or with gentlemen, they'll be like, you know, gosh, if I was straight, I'd go for Joel too.
Well, your husband is a sex symbol. You are a sex symbol.
He is a sex symbol.
I mean, you're not an A-list sex symbol.
Right. So you don't... Who wants to be that?
I don't know if there's been a greater cauldron.
George Clooney.
I aim low.
But it is, I mean, you know, you're known for your good looks. And so, like, every time I ever mention the two of you guys, they go, David, love her. Joel.
See, that's crazy to
he
me.
He gets down. He gets that low tone. Joel Bryant, right?
Joel Bryant.
I've got a boner for Joel Bryant.
That seems crazy. You guys are making me sweat. I'm uncomfortable.
That's
crazy. I've never...
Do you like me? Like, I have a terrible low self-esteem. And so if I heard that
you
people
have a terrible low self-esteem?
I do.
That's news to me.
It's the best low self-esteem ever.
But if someone like said to me, they're like, Fausto's so hot. He's a P-list sex symbol or whatever.
Like
it is.
The Japanese guy in a bathhouse.
Yeah, I'd be like, because I was like grinning ear to ear. I was like, oh my God, this is just like Showgirls. I made it. You know?
Like, I'm never going to eat doggy chow again.
I don't have to cry myself to sleep anymore. You know that?
I'm going to have to fuck some fat off of you, though.
Must be weird not having people come on you, huh?
I think we're misquoting.
You know what's funny about Vegas, though, is that people that live in Vegas, they don't know that movie Showgirls. I think it hits a little too close to home, so they kind of just like,
because they've all been there. That's why that's how they all ended up.
Well, there's some really dumb people that go to Las Vegas, I have to say. I love Las Vegas. I love the people. Mm-hmm. It's an interesting city, don't get me wrong. But it also, you know, it attracts the dim bulbs of society.
To live or to visit?
To visit, of course.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, the strip has like a 80 IQ rate. I mean, you walk up and down, and it's like amazing that those people made it there and they got. I mean, that's why it's like dangling car keys in front of like a little retarded child. They're just like, ooh, lights on the strip. And that's how they get there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, if you're drinking 80 shots of booze out of a cup shaped like a guitar.
Yeah.
And have you seen those? Those are crazy.
Yeah.
Like, why?
Oh. And then when 9 o'clock rolls around, all the girls put on their whore dresses and the guys put on their buttoned up, shiny, untucked shirts. And it just seems like.
They're douchewear.
They're douchewear.
And they're like their acid wash jeans. The girls have the back combed hair. We have good friends there, Rick and Mark, Tay. And
do they feel stuck there though? Because like a lot of the gay people that I know, they're like, oh my God, I've been stuck here for like 5 years. I'm like, well, why don't you leave? I don't know where I'd go. I'm like, well,
how about LA?
Any place.
Now, Reno. I mean,
people who
Lake
really,
Tahoe.
People who live Caribbean. There, I think people who live there sincerely enjoy it though. Mm-hmm. The ones we know, yeah. I think, right? I mean, they're like, because they don't go to the strip, but they know it's always there.
You know what? Kino's the same wherever you go.
Kino is the same.
I think that's like poor man, lazy man's bingo.
Kino? I don't even know what Kino is. I like Plinko. Oh, this is a weird thing they're doing in Las Vegas. They're actually recreating The Price is Right. Only the only difference is you have to pay to
pay to go in.
I have a buddy who hosts that.
Uh-huh. Oh, really? That's your buddy?
One of them. They have like a rotating of three or four people.
Yeah, what's the deal?
Do you pay to go see it?
You pay to go see it, and then you can win prizes.
You can win a new car.
But why is that dumb if you put a dollar into a slot machine and you could just pull a crank?
You know, but I want a show.
Well, they put on a show, don't they, or no?
I think so. The thing about the slot machine, it's like, well, Mark played the claw thing, and you can see that on our website. On the YouTube channel.
Because you know that claw machine where you can get a stuffed animal? Well, they have one for lobsters. So I thought, I'm going to go out and catch me a lobster.
Like alive?
Yes, it's like the main claw or main lobster
lazy
catch
man
machine.
Fisher.
And so I did it. And I put in like 20 some bucks and I didn't get one. But I picked up one and then it kind of flipped over and went on its back. It just died. And so all the Japanese people from the restaurant came and they're like, they were all like jibber-jabbering about it, talking about it. And then eventually, I don't know what took them so long. Eventually, the guy went in and took it out and removed it.
Well, because they were worried they were going to have to feed it to Mark. And then Mark would eat a dead lobster and die himself.
Because I actually thought, because like I still had one more try. I'm like, should I get that one? It stopped moving. I should have done that. And then be like, I'm sorry. I want a real one that's alive.
You're a true hunter. You know what? Your instincts. You've got an archaic caveman gene.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, F the claw. I'm going for the...
But I love the stuffed animal one thing. I've always tried to play it. But I have a good eye for it. You know, you have to know if you can play. Because sometimes you walk by the machine, you look at it and said, no, you can't do it. It's impossible to get anything. And other ones, you can be like, I can get that.
It depends on the toys, right?
It depends on the toys. It depends on how they're packed. It depends on if one's lying on top. If they're lying on top,
that's how we
probably almost get it.
Mm-hmm. That's how we met. There was an orgy going on. I'm like, I want to find there she is, the one
so
on top.
Out your claw.
So I pulled out the claw and she grabbed it. And
it's so funny because you guys were talking about threesomes earlier and here we are as a foursome.
I know, with sexy results.
You and I don't have that kind of relationship. I'm sorry.
Who, you and I?
Yeah.
Oh, not yet. I'll turn
you. Devin's very persuasive, Mark.
Is she?
And you're very appealing to women for some reason. It's because you resemble Mr. Big from Sex and the City.
No, you know, I think you have personal charisma.
Yeah.
Yes, we have connection.
Yeah. For sure.
You know.
Absolutely.
I only have sex with trans guys. I'm like Margaret Cho.
Really?
That's you know, because a hole is a hole, you know what I'm saying.
That's his country album. A hole is a hole.
What's her name?
My heart fell down a hole and I lost it forever.
Well, I done got lost in a hole again.
Oh, holes are so funny. They make us laugh.
If it's women or men.
Oh, Joel, will you please give me some wonderful Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Some rap?
Some
Arnold who can rap?
Arnold.
You can't rap.
Rapping as
he
Arnold.
Hip Pop.
Do a gay rights Arnold Governor Schwarzenegger rap. Because you're so, I'm putting you on the spot, I know, but just something like give the people the right, the gays the rights, something like that.
You know, wasn't
this
he,
is so creepy, people. He sounds exactly like Arnold.
Me?
Yes.
No, well, that's because it's my Austrian roots.
Because your mom and your grandmother, your mom mother. And Arnold went to the same high school or something?
That's right, yeah. Yes. In Austria.
That's so crazy.
I know.
Isn't that wild?
And you got the guns like
I'm getting
he does.
The DNA test. I might come out on top on that one.
Or bottom.
Because they used to screw around a lot.
They did.
I'll be the judge of that.
But I'll say it.
Was he a muscle freak as a child?
She didn't really remember him because no one ever really stood out then.
Oh, really?
You know?
Yeah.
She was like top of the heap. She was like high society back then. And I don't think he was.
Well, she had a cotillion, I believe.
Yes, she did.
As you gentlemen have for your coming out.
But can you give us a little bit of Arnold?
Oh, yeah. Let me think.
Just like,
Look, I'm in. Hold on a second.
Sounds like
I got muffin. I got muffin stuck in my throat.
You've got a little muffin sitting.
I do.
In
I'm afraid
front
to eat this one because
eye.
I
here,
think,
give it to me. I'll eat it.
I think somebody stuck it in their mouth already, and there's some saliva.
I know
on
that
it.
Devin was snacking. So I hope you didn't get hungry.
Oh, there might have been.
I hope you don't mind that I ate my snacks while I came over.
I just presume that your herpes is in remission.
It is in remission.
It is. That's, yeah. I've been very good about taking my
Devin, license. These are a little dry, though, I have to say.
Well, I was going to put icing on them, but they're hard to transport that way.
I want pudding inside them.
I put butterscotch pudding, but you know what happens? It makes these so soggy, they wither away. And we're talking about the ice cream cone bottom.
You know what?
We do have a kitchen here in the Le Parc Suites Hotel. You could do a cooking show.
I remember. You should.
You know?
We don't have an oven.
You got... Horrible. You don't,
listen, with Devin,
yes. her,
she's got she's heat, got, and you can bake anything with that.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? She's just radiating.
She's writing a cookbook with some of her best recipes in it.
We've been taking photos for years.
Years.
Because
Devin
are...
has made some disasters.
Really?
Like, horrible disasters.
A pile of pasta. But the end was sticking out, so
no.
It was like a cat of nine tails.
So, yeah, it was. You got to tell the full story.
It was a handle from a pasta.
But you got to tell the full story. Devin was making dinner, and I was coming home, like supposed to be home at 5:30. And I called her, I'm going to be a little late. But she'd already started making the pasta, so she just kept it in there an extra hour, right? Cooking, not thinking, whatever, you know. Puts it. So I get home and she puts it on the plate, and she puts like the dried side. Mm-hmm. She never actually stirred it. And then the wet side, like a cat of nine tails. And then she goes, like a log, a noodle, coagulated noodle log on the plate. And then she goes, well, you know, we don't have any sauce. So I was like, oh, God, what are you going to use for sauce? So she squirted some Thousand Island dressing, across it, like mustard on a hot dog.
Girl.
And that's what she served as dinner. She was like, here, look, like proud. I mean, proud.
That was the only time that Joel, he didn't say a word. He just actually sat up. Picked it up, put it in the garbage, he grabbed my hand. He said, okay, we're going to eat out tonight.
It was awful. It was
nice job.
That was it. Not a nice and smooth.
It was a salad dressing coagulated noodle log.
Now, did you do that on purpose? I mean, what were you thinking?
No,
I think I just grew up with indigenous foods. So all this, I think there, I just see it as art.
Don't tangle the cords, Gavin.
It's all creative. And so I could care
so
less how
hoping,
it tastes.
You were hoping it turned out.
Some
okay.
people live to eat, others eat to live. And I...
don't do either.
I don't do either.
That's how you
honestly.
Maintain your physique.
No, I just see it as design on a plate.
I'd love to go to your house for dinner. And I'm so love you and love you both you and Joel that I would pretend to like the food and eat it.
You would?
I would swallow
but there
it.
There comes a point.
Mark made for me one time a fish that still had its head on it
and
smelled like a goldfish.
Like a kipper?
No, it was like a red snapper.
No. It was some crazy
was
fish
snapper.
That he bought at a Vietnamese fishery. Mm-hmm. So it was like you can identify it as from this country.
It was a red snapper. It said so right on the thing. I was
but it had an accent, so it was.
Yeah. Is that your Greek heritage coming out?
Did you cook it?
Yeah, I cooked it. I cooked it.
Did you eat it?
Yeah.
I loved Mark, and I was just like eating it, but afterwards I felt very ill.
But listen, I like to this day, though, I this is 9 years, almost 10 years ago I cooked that fish for you. I still threaten him with cooking fish heads, and he still literally is like... angry and nervous and anxious about it.
It's frightening. And you should be, America, you should be frightened too if Mark ever promise you to cook you fish.
Ooh, they should do a cooking show, those two together.
Mark, there's a delicacy.
There'd be an explosion.
Of cheeks.
Yes.
Of fish cheeks.
I love that. You know what I like too is the hamachi kama, which is like the yellowtail fish jaw. Mm. So you get like the whole jaw with that cheek, and it's delicious.
Mark, you know what I like?
What?
Other people cooking for me.
So listen, we got some questions here from our listeners through the website, feastoffun.com. And all throughout this week, we're actually going to have a lot of our celebrity guests taking questions from you guys. So be sure to check out the website.
Foster, may I say something?
Yeah.
I have met so many great listener friends. You know, you can have real life relationships or internet, you know, sort of viral relationships. Mm-hmm. And the people who listen to Feast of Fun, they have been so kind. They have like such a great sense of humor. And when they extend themselves out to Joel and I, it is so cool. They have been really great, and I wanted to thank them.
Do you know who's a big fan of yours?
Who, please?
Crystal Connors from Showgirls, the movie.
I love Crystal.
Crystal Connors, just friend of me on Facebook.
She's got quite a sassy mouth, doesn't she?
She does.
Well, you made me her understudy.
Lucky bastard.
What are you going to do, spill
pearls?
Well,
I went to Las Vegas, and I did the show for a little bit, and now I'm here in Los Angeles. But
what was her recent quote? She likes whores.
Yes.
And she likes bitches, but she hates whores that are bitches.
It's just a matter of time. Listen, if you want something good, friend Crystal Connors on Facebook. Not the Italian one, the real one.
Right.
She's my friend, and Devin and Joel's and Mark's friend. And it's just a matter of time before the evildoers at Facebook, you know, that's run by paramilitary troopers and
bastards,
Christian crack whores,
fascists,
awful evil people in California.
Hutterites.
But before they shut down her account, because it's just a matter of time, you know. And then the fun is like, oh, I have to go back to MySpace.
Because it's almost like watching a soap opera.
Why would they shut down her site?
Because
her
it's real in our minds and in our hearts, but she doesn't have a driver's license as Crystal Connors. She wasn't born Crystal Connors.
There's thousands of fake people on.
What?
It says Jeff.
We don't know who the
I don't know who the
entity, the spiritual entity behind Crystal Connors.
I think she's a lady.
A lady.
You think she's a lady?
She's Crystal Connors to me.
We don't know who it is, but
I close my eyes and think it's Crystal Connors.
But it's really great, and this is the concept that I was thinking, is that you could actually do, well, this is like slash fiction, but in real time, you know? So you like, she's like typing to Nomi. She's like, I just sent a crack vial and a pizza covered in chips to your trailer, fatty. Like, she sends really mean instant message, you know, status updates to each other. And like, Molly Abrams is like, and she actually has a question for you. She said,
Crystal Connors does.
Crystal Connors. Darling, are we ever going to see any new videos of you know who? I've been waiting so long. My nipples, I've been levitating.
Well, let me make sure that we're equal. If you could run and get me some ice chips, and I'll just put that on my nipple, 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 nipple. There they go. They're nice and hard.
The show's called
Feast
of Fun. It's not called Classes. Next. You like that?
That's funny.
I'm working on this thing.
That's good.
Pandora Box. I try to use the word.
Oh, I love Pandora Box.
You know this person?
Yes.
This is a person.
This is a person.
Or is it a box?
Well, it's not a real person. I mean, it's a real person,
you know,
but it's not
what?
It's
real to me.
I like the spirit of Pandora Box.
Mm-hmm. Pandora with two X's.
Two X's.
It should really be
three X's. Nobody
would
name their kid Pandora. She was a harbinger of all the evil in the world.
It's a name.
Well, that's up for interpretation now, isn't it?
No, but Pandora brought hope. Uh-huh. The last thing that came out of the box.
Really?
Yes.
Oh,
because nobody wants to fuck a penny. They want to fuck a hope. Little showgirls there. Okay, so the box wrote, I try to use the word vagine on a daily basis. Devin, how did you come up with the word, and do you use it every day? I think you should.
Oh, well.
We try, but sometimes we're just tired.
You know, here's what happens. Every now and then, you know, I'll start talking like that. And it's such a distinct meter and such a distinct style of talking. It's hard to break out of it. It's like, you know, we're huge fans of South Park as well. That was our first dance at our wedding.
Really?
One of the South Park songs, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Happened in Snow Valley.
I thought it was like, fucker, fucker, fuck me, fucker, fuck me.
Uncle Fucker. We would have done that in a heartbeat if our...
if our folks weren't there.
No. People that...
What is it? You're a fucker, Uncle Fucker?
Uncle Fucker. Shut your fucker face, Uncle Fucker. No, that's a cocksucking looking Uncle Fucker.
No, it was the very sweet song.
Vagine.
Yes.
What?
So after we watched South Park, I was like, "Yo, no, go fuck out. No, put my finger." And so Joel and I had to do a show, and we couldn't get out of talking like that.
Right.
Thank
so
you.
So the question was,
vagine.
Is that where vagine came out of?
Yes.
Is that?
So so saying the word vagine, well, because people want to know, you know, everybody loves to be entertained by you.
Thank you.
And they can be entertained by you all the time.
Yes.
But here's a chance, opportunity for us to discover, like, how the beautiful mind of the two of you works behind the scenes.
Devin comes up. Devin, you guys, we could try to explain it. And I've lived with her for years now, and I have no idea. But she just comes out, and she'll be like, "Hey, I'm having a parade." And she'll, like, make a costume and have a parade and sing a song that she just made up for the day or something like that. Like, there's this, I don't know where this comes from, to be honest with you.
Well, a lady.
I'm interested, too.
A lady doesn't like to pull the drapes back too much
to the third day.
Or she doesn't like to pull the mud flaps back too much to reveal what's
well, are you sitting around, like, weird? Because Weird Al Yankovic was actually interviewed and how he comes up with a lot of his lyrics. And he says he just carries a notebook with him and he's like, "Hey, you know, it's Bologna sounds like Sharona," so he wrote down.
That's exactly how I don't work. Exactly. It's 100. No, that's exactly what I don't
do. So you do the opposite of that.
Like, one day she'll say, "Yeah, so and so is a morandrier," and that'll be the new word for moron. Yeah, morandrier.
You morandrier.
I have no idea where it comes from.
I want to tell the listeners, though, Devin is exactly as fun and wacky in person as you come across in your videos, though.
That's how I really talk in real life. Yeah. You know,
it's bad schooling.
If you go to twitter.com/Devin Green or facebook.com/Devin Green, you'll see my status updates.
But if you had to choose, are you more like Brenda Dixon, or are you more like Betty Bowers?
Oh, that's a tough. That is a tough call. I would say there's a trinity that's happened.
Yeah, I would say that you probably bring more to these other characters of yourself than they bring to you. And in a lot of ways, it's just an excuse for you to be like, get away with what you want to say.
It doesn't matter. Honestly, it doesn't matter what it is. Hopefully I can find a joy or light or something artistic or creative in all of it.
I mean, so like, are the wacky female characters sort of like the equivalent of a fat suit for Eddie Murphy for you?
Here's how I feel about that. Hey, I'm not
guaranteed
fat.
Guaranteed box office gold.
Well, in a sense that it's like, it's something that you put on and you're like, there's no stopping you now.
No, all characters, you have to have a touch of humanity. They all have to be able to take an emotional adjustment. Mm-hmm. Because if they're just one note, then nothing affects them at all whatsoever. So to me, that you could have no arc with any of the characters. You can't take them out of their environment. You can't put them anywhere else. And so hopefully with the characters that I do, you can do that and they can interact, except for Betty Bowers. No one interacts with her.
Because she's the best Christian in the world.
Which makes her the America's world's finest. Best Christian. That's right.
That's what I said.
I like this. When I'm at Le Parc, who knows what comes out of my mouth? It's just on La Cienega.
Usually who goes in.
You know, you've really got to try the Le Parc burger.
Mm.
It's more than a meal.
It's a manwich. In the heart of West Hollywood.
It's like you
need Le Parc and easy. That's my style.
It's like you need two mouths to eat it.
Oh, you're incorrigible.
There's this wonderful news item here. I guess what country is this in Europe that burns bunnies for heat?
In Sweden, yeah. I guess they've been overrun by rabbits because, you know, they can be kind of... Rabbits can overrun things.
Yeah, vermin.
Yeah. Vermin. Right. So what they've done is they've gone out and they've shot them and they've ground them up with other wild beasts.
Well, it's interesting that they wouldn't make Hasenpfeffer or...
Like food?
Like food.
Yeah.
They wouldn't?
Yeah, they could eat. You know, is it more ecological sound or more ethical to turn dead animal corpses into heat
or fire or food?
Yeah.
Or probably, well, what do you guys think? Like, what's your honest opinion here? Think about
eating,
it.
On burning a rabbit or
is
eating
this
a rabbit?
For the record here? America's listening.
Well, I would think food like meat. Right, isn't that kind of
but without the heat, you die too.
Well, there's plenty of stuff to burn. They're burning them because there's too many rabbits. They're not burning them because not enough heat.
Maybe you can fuck the rabbits and then eat them, and then take the what's left and burn it.
Did you say fuck the rabbits?
Yeah, why not?
I say fashion first.
Fashion.
I say fuck them, cook them, and serve them like a Twinkie. That's what I say.
Well, they said their bodies contain the Convex chief executive Leo Verta said, just as with normal people, the bodies contain a lot of fat, and fat has exactly the same energy content as normal heating oil. So yeah.
Really?
So to be fair, there's a crap load of bunnies in the world.
There are a lot.
Really? Like, are we going to miss it? Like, I had a friend who had a bunny for a pet, and it was the most worthless pet in the world.
Why?
Because
it's having a
bunny.
Fish. I know. It was cute. Don't get me wrong.
You prick.
But you let it out of its cage, monster. And it'd run. It would hide under the futon. It'd leave a couple pebbles, and it'd run back to his cage.
Now,
that's all
I'm
going to
stop all discussion right now. If you are lost in the woods, you can eat bunny buttons.
You can?
Bunny buttons are what bunnies crap out. They look like little buttons.
It's called poop.
Bunny poop is edible, is what you're saying.
The first time, hold on, the first time it passes.
This is not medical advice, America.
The first time it passes through, I'm a doctor, damn it. The first time it passes through, but then they eat their own evisceration, and then when they eat it again, then it comes through brown. Don't eat those because then you're eating rodent crap. But the first time, if you're lost in the woods,
rabbits eat their own crap.
Yes.
So do horses.
Really?
Yeah, they're vegetarian.
And
they
Joel,
eat their own crap.
And actually, vegetarian people eat their poop too.
Vegetarian people eat horse poop. Yeah, you know that?
I got to get my fiber in somehow.
That's vegan.
Wow.
That's vegan.
It's a freegan.
So you heard Devin's bunny button explanation, and you wonder where she gets words like vagine.
And you know, do you know about muskeg? Because we had a look on the map. Where in northern Manitoba,
yeah,
people are from. So up that far north, like me,
because you're Canadian,
people that far north, there's muskeg, and muskeg is an entire landmass that will flip right over. So you could have a mine shaft, you could have a prefabricated house, and
it's
would
not that big of a landmass. It's like a continent.
What do you mean it'll flip over?
Okay, house, imagine it as a house would be.
A house, sitting there on the land.
House proper.
Okay.
And the land's like a frozen
and
piece
then
of land.
You don't know because there's permafrost that permanently frosty. And then muskeg comes along, entire landmass. Matt, please have a sound effect. I need a sound effect for a landmass turning over. I hope you have an appropriate
one. Where's that landmass? The gypsies.
Landmass turning over party. Yeah.
And
what do you mean it turns over?
You see this?
Yes.
It's like you take your hand and you're on the
So
you're
these beasts, these wild muskeg beasts come over and they flip houses? I don't get it.
No, there's a it's called muskeg. It's a landmass.
I need more.
It's
like quicksand.
Kind of. It's like a frozen. It's like a land is frozen, and then below, when it melts,
you don't know.
It turns into mud under
know.
It. So the land on top of it kind of flips over as the land under it melts from the permafrost, and then it kind of flips over. And when she says landmass, it's maybe a couple
feet. Hey, Joel.
It's not like
land of the silver birch, home of the beaver.
Right.
Where still the mighty moose wander at will.
So, but the size of like somebody's yard, like your whole yard should flip
easily.
But it won't. But it's not going to be like a 180.
So what Tusi Cat wants to know, because we got a lot of things here to cover.
Let's go through. Let's.
So Devin, what would Betty Bowers think of David Letterman's,
that's a great.
Getting jiggy with the interns. And Joel, what's the latest on your pilot? But what do you think Betty Bowers would say about that?
I can tell you exactly the correct answer. If you go to facebook.com/Betty Bowers, she'll give you a personalized message. Ask it there.
Really?
Yep.
You will retape a video just for the...
No, I didn't say a video. It's a lot of fucking work.
For one stupid question.
It's a one person's question.
Unless I'm winning an award.
Well, do you guys have interns like working interns. With you guys? Or outturns? Or...
Hey, here's Joel.
Upturns.
People think we have this whole production company, but...
Anytime anybody helps you with something... And they might be an intern. Like I have lots of interns. I love to bag.
Do you have to sign off on college credit and stuff?
Let's
like that?
Hire people.
I don't. I just tell them it's like you don't need to go to school.
Is that what you do?
That's where I sign off.
Hey, and then you take their head and shove it into your lap. That's it. You don't need to go to school. You don't need to go to school.
Who's been a bad intern?
Just take it all the way.
You're gonna have to sell it sooner or later.
All in
the pilot. What's up with the pilot? Now you're not you now can fly
he shot,
a plane.
He shot with Henry Winkler.
The fly plane.
AIDS.
What?
Sorry, AIDS. I'm sorry. It's hard to put the S at the end.
Fly a plane.
No. I'm sorry. It's a TV pilot.
Not airplane pilot. Yeah.
What?
No, it's
yeah. Sure. Make me another drink, Devin. While your husband's. But wait. Don't walk too far. Your headphones.
Oh, take the headphones off.
Take it off, girl. Devin's taking off her clothes.
She's gonna make you.
Whoa! Oh.
She's gonna make you.
Devin just flashed me her black bra.
She's shave her chest.
I have to say though, you know, you guys totally. You guys have made any living as a runway models? They're extremely good looking people.
I know,
Devin.
They can't hear you over there.
Oh. Devin used to be a model.
Yeah.
She was a model
back in the day.
Canada.
Well,
in
Devin.
Canada.
Yeah.
Did she tell you the model story?
No.
Well, she'll tell us that, but. Henry Winkler, pilot.
How's
what's going
the
on?
So it was a website. He's fantastic.
Yeah.
Really nice guy.
Nice guy.
Really nice guy. Professional. It was fantastic. We were shooting it as a web series. We signed Henry Winkler. He came on board. He was great. They signed Tom Arnold. He came on board. It was great.
He's not doing anything.
No, not really, huh? He's so, doing all the web series.
You actually pulled him out of the retirement.
You know what's funny? That's Roseanne right. Barr is doing a web series now, too. Do they think
everybody's
they still
doing
have
it.
A little... Oh, everybody is?
It's even better if you don't have anything going on, almost. It's kind of like that niche thing. It's like getting a show on VH1 Reality. It's like, oh.
Did you see Roseanne Barr going to Phyllis Diller's house to make spaghetti dinner? And Roseanne Barr would not allow Phyllis Diller to cook in her own kitchen. She's so bossy that she's trying to control what she was doing
That's
in the
insane.
Kitchen.
That's insane. She's like the Mike Tysons of comedy. Like they just pulled this girl up out of the streets and gave her a few million dollars, and now she's just coasting on that.
You're going to cut yourself, Phyllis, if you chop it that way.
Jesse, get down here.
And Phyllis, poor Phyllis Diller's like, is this over yet? Actually, they're very close friends.
It's time for my nap.
It's time for my nap now. Can I get a glass of wine?
Phyllis Diller's near the end, yeah?
We went to Smithsonian.
And she was there.
And they preserved her.
They had crap of hers, and people were taking pictures of it. And I was like, Phyllis Diller was like, is she? I guess I didn't realize how famous she was.
Yeah,
but
she was famous.
Like, what has she really done?
She listen to this. She had Judy Garland's ruby slippers. The
she had them.
No. There was a display. It was like six things. Okay, here it is. Judy, the ruby slippers from The Wizard of Oz, the actual ones. Uh-huh. Then they had a bunch of boxing gloves from different famous people. I don't know who they are. But
Kermit the Frog,
the Archie Bunker and Edith chairs.
All right.
And then the Polly, howdy, her hat.
Minnie
and
Pearl's hat.
Minnie Pearl's hat. And then Phyllis Diller's wig and her like cervix cup.
I think it was.
Are you sure? Her hymen jar.
I think it was a cigarette thing holder.
Oh, her cigarette.
It was her dildo from her early years.
She was old when I was a child. She's been old for a real, real long time. Her and Carol Channing. Who's older, do you think?
Carol Channing. She was born.
You think so?
Yeah.
She still does stuff. Yeah. Phyllis Diller, like, Carol Channing can still...
I don't think Carol Channing cooks for herself, though. And, you know, that's how I define, like, how old you are. If you physically have to be pulled out of your home to do things.
That's how old you are.
People are paid to make you do things.
Who does? Carol?
Did. They went out and... like.
Yes, they caught him in the video. It's really good.
I grew up creating my own vegetables. And then we would dip them in wax to preserve them, then crack
them in the heart of winter to open them because wax makes a complete seal, and then we'd eat our beets.
Well, this would be like
that was just
this
a sidebar.
Is that
like
for real?
It's like a campfire footnote. While you're telling
so
it.
So you would dip beets in wax?
And turnips and other root vegetables.
Because those grew really well up in the tundra, right?
Well, because it's such a short cooking season.
What about the carrot that you tried to grow the one time?
Well, you know when you get roses? You know when you...
I love getting roses.
Right, you know the little
Friday,
package of white...
Mickey's.
Yeah.
Noted. The little package of white Stay Fresh.
Uh-huh.
Well, I was like, if it keeps roses growing, it's going to make my carrots grow. So I put that in, and you know what it does? Don't do this, because it makes them neon green.
She opened the packet and mixed it with the soil.
For
yeah.
The carrots.
Inside.
And the carrots turn green?
Neon green.
Neon green.
They glowed in
How'd
the dark.
How'd they taste?
Joel wouldn't allow me to.
No,
really?
No, there's yeah. No, you
I would eat them.
I would eat them.
Yeah.
Well, you know what else keeps
it's
roses
non-toxic.
Fresh?
You
would, bleach.
Wait, no, it says do not eat.
Stop it.
Do not eat what?
The packet that says do not eat.
Oh, the do not eat.
The do not eat packet.
You mix it with carrots?
Yes, you mix it with the soil and grew a carrot with the do not eat in the soil.
That
so,
I don't think
I'm sure it was fine.
I'm sure you could eat it.
You should have fed it to a rabbit and see if he survived.
And then burn the butt.
See if he had buttons.
Make it warm, rabbit.
Are you guys going to go see the This Is It, the Michael Jackson movie?
No.
Oh, come on. I think it's going to be awesome, I think.
I don't know. I think it's almost...
It's going to be... This Is It, Joel. You'll never get to see him
until,
ever again.
Until a month later when it comes out on video and then a year later when they re-release it.
And
I'm
then,
a big Michael Jackson fan.
You are?
Yeah.
Yep.
So you don't want to go see the movie?
That's why he laughed at that boy's cocks joke so much.
I don't even know the
so
guy's
you really
music.
Are, okay, so you're a Michael Jackson
I
fan.
Like, I just like his
You go to church. Do you go to the Agape
to
choir with Sita Garrett on Sundays and listen to her? Every Sunday they have to pull her off the stage.
The lady
she will
Man
not stop
mirror.
Singing about Michael Jackson.
Oh, dear.
Bosh really? Says he's going to go to that church on Sunday.
I want to go on Sunday. Do you want to go?
Della Reese has, you should go to her ministry.
No, I want to go to stalk Sita Garrett. Who wants to come with
I'll
me?
Stalk
with
her, it's church. It's not stalking.
Well, because it's in church. See, Jesus commands her not to leave. And so they have the part where they have to be nice to each other in the middle of it.
Peace.
Peace,
yes.
Right?
Where you greet each other.
You say,
fucking peace.
Do this
you are
in
heathens.
Memory of peace.
Lord.
And I go up to Sita Garrett. I'm like, I love you.
Creepy.
I'm a stalker of hers. Wait, I'm not a stalker of you. That's why I'm nice to you.
You gotta be careful. Some of those church services last for like 3 hours.
I'll
bring
you
my iPod.
Bring a box lunch.
Hey, especially if you're soul, like a revival.
A covered dish. Yeah. It's a commitment.
I'll load up my iPod with Devin Green's videos. I'll entertain myself. And people will be like, what you listening to? It's like, Vagine.
Wait,
I've got porn mouth.
So Jesus commands her not to leave the stage?
She can't leave the building, Joel. Because it's her church. Or God will punish her.
Wow.
She has to be nice
Don't
to me.
Don't make fun of that poor lady's
I'm not
fate.
Making fun of it. I'm just saying that's the truth, that she has to be nice to me because I went to her church.
Right.
And she can't do a thing about it.
Oh, and the head starts moving and the snaps start clicking.
Me.
See the Garrett.
She's like the police right now. She's like, yeah, I'm going to need a restraining order against this guy. He's
All I
want to
do is give her a hug.
I know.
That's all. You know, that's all stalkers want to do.
See, you know what?
Do.
I don't think that's it. I think you're going to start taking liberties.
What could I possibly do to Sita Garrett that would upset her?
Bing.
Like, punch her? I'm not going to punch her. I'll fist her.
Oh.
I'm
oh,
not going to do that at Sita Garrett. Heavens. She's nice.
If she's yeah. wearing
She
a
wrote
skirt.
Man in the Mirror. You know the song,
She wrote
right?
it for Michael Jackson, right?
Yes.
Well, she actually was driving the car, and she looked herself in the mirror, and she said, I'm looking at the woman in the mirror. And then Michael Jackson said, I'd like to sing that song. And they're like, yeah, Michael, but we got to rewrite the lyrics so it's a little more butch.
He's like, no, please.
The woman in the mirror.
So he said woman in the full length mirror.
You know, it was revealed in an interview that his sister said that when he did the moonwalk and he wore that black jacket, that's his mom's jacket. He took her out of the closet.
He's a transvestite.
Michael's a little bit trendy.
Really?
Where's my tambourine? Trendy tambourine.
Hey, transvestite.
So we got to go see the This Is It.
I don't know.
It's the last chance.
I just
think it's going to be overblown.
Will you guys go with Fausto so I don't have to go? What, please.
When does it open?
It's opening sometime soon.
Soon, right? Very soon.
This is it.
I wish you guys were here in West Hollywood for Halloween time.
It is Halloween time.
Almost. I just wish you were here on the 31st, then we would take you out for trick-or-treat in UNICEF.
Little boxes. What are you guys dressing up for Halloween?
Probably Popeye and olive oil.
You did that last year, though, didn't you?
It's easy.
Well,
no,
you know,
I don't know. What do you want to dress up as?
No, because I was offensive once.
What'd you do?
Well, I thought it was a funny, but you know what? It really was offensive.
Now everyone's even, like, tell us, even for me,
it was offensive.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
What'd you do?
Well, I painted my face blue, and I had these bars, and I was crib death. Ooh. It was inappropriate.
Like
yeah.
It was inappropriate.
That's inappropriate.
We should go. Yeah.
Oh, now you have a boundary, Mark. Oh, Devin, now you're.
Listen, I don't. I just tweeted not long ago. I'm gonna start a punk band, and I was like trying to debate on the name, and I thought the Baby Shakers would be a good name for a punk band.
I like it.
How they say they'll shake the baby, yeah. Or Chicago Porch Collapse. Is that a good one?
But you know the thing about it is when you name your band after these tragedies,
mm-hmm. Yes.
You sort of prevent them from happening because people are more mindful.
The awareness.
Yeah. The awareness.
Awareness campaign.
Mm-hmm. Right.
For baby shaking.
We'll name your band like
Buckle Up.
Crash Test like Dummies.
Sunscreen. SPF 50. You know
use
what I mean?
And
people are gonna be like, "Oh, use a condom." That's right.
No, it's not. You have to do the reverse.
Take your vitamins.
I like the crib death.
Don't use a condom.
You know what mine
would be? The point causing crib death is people smoking in their homes, isn't it? Isn't that what how babies die?
Or putting your baby face down in a crib.
Oh, that's it.
And sitting on it.
Or putting them. Or sometimes because heads, from what I understand, baby heads are like long, like a. Because when they come out of the vagine,
right.
They're like
they're elongated,
like a sausage,
head. Unless it was opened up, and then they have round head. But because when they have sausage head, they can go through the crib bars.
It's not really affect the shape of the there.
No, it yeah, so you kind of look like a lima baby.
Devin, I want to know. Now we've talked about this time and time again on the show that we've been trying to. Develop a pilot, a project that you and
yes.
I can work on together.
We have to.
Where I play the crippled
yes.
scientist that solves mysteries with the assistance
yes.
of his karate kicking nurse.
But your crippleness has a bonus. You also have polio, so you have an extra
yes.
foot to kick.
Isn't it one of the same? Isn't it like saying a rectangle is a square or a square?
I don't have 3 feet
Joel,
with polio.
And then Joel plays the limousine driver, and Mark plays the.
I'm the footman. I go into
like a foot fetish. Nice boots.
Do you have a boot fetish? We just met some people who have leather boot fetishes.
No, I do not have a boot fetish.
Bullshit.
I
want to go to a yes. swimming pool with a high powered Hollywood producer and try
the Viceroy.
Yes. When can we do this?
That's pretty good. Any
We gotta listen. We gotta get that. We say we have big investors.
Let's go to the Standard downtown and do it.
Oh, the stand. Oh, or the Sky Bar.
Just I can't buy you a drink because I'm broke. But otherwise,
so you go to bars to pitch stories.
No, but the new tons of people hang out at the like, hotel bars.
You're
hot
like
places.
Faust was coming. Pretend you're a big executive.
We actually usually
pull out your Razor telephone and start talking.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. I got something on my iPhone. I'm negotiating a deal here. You see,
buy sell. I need
the
fiscals.
iPhone app, the baby shaking iPhone app.
No.
Did you ever see about that?
No.
I don't mean to get off your pilot for a second. Baby shake was an iPhone app, and if it was a baby crying, and you shook your iPhone until it stopped crying.
Sorry, my pilot doesn't have Henry Winkler in it.
Well, you know what?
You could.
You can get Tom Arnold in a heartbeat.
He'll do anything. He'll even go. Will he do gay? Like, will he play a gay character?
Sure.
Will he like do gay porn?
He'd make a good gay.
Like, what is his limit?
Tom Arnold?
Yeah.
Why don't you stretch him and find his limit?
As long as
I'd have sex with Tom Arnold.
You would?
Would you really?
No.
I would.
What's the matter with you?
And then I'd call Roseanne and be like, "It was better."
So you do it for the joke, for the dig.
How do you deal with this power issue over here?
I drink a lot.
Oh, come on. It's just a joke. It's I love true. Tom and I love Roseanne.
Oh, how could you not?
They're irresistible. They're snuggle bunnies. They're my people, baby. Oh, listen, let's go through the
we've got today's headlines.
Headlines fast. Roller coaster. Yes.
This happened right here in Los Angeles. And speaking of Halloween, there was a 75-year-old guy who
yes.
died on his balcony,
yes.
on his chair on his balcony, on his third floor apartment. And his neighbors all saw him, and he had a gunshot wound to the eye. I guess he must have been like a drive-by shooting or something like that. I don't know. But so he'd sat there and been dead for 3 weeks, and the neighbors never knew until the stench, of course, got so bad.
They thought he was a ghost and a goblin for Halloween. But someone had put him out.
One of the neighbors probably shot him.
Well, no.
Do you guys live in neighborhoods where people purposefully like stop raking the leaves and leave the garbage out and let animals die in front of the lawn just
to
decorate
farmers.
For Halloween?
Yeah.
For Halloween. So you can have a dirty house.
No, our friend Todd, though, he goes all out. He has a 3-day preparation for Easter, Halloween, Xmas time. Mm-hmm. Full onslaught, full front yard and backyard. Uh-huh. It is amazing.
You know what I thought of the other day?
My arms. What?
Well, your arms are amazing, I have to tell you.
I know.
Get
you've
your
been,
friend Todd
Joel's
to do this.
I
think it's a wonderful thing. I can't do it because I'm busy that day. But I think for Halloween, the perfect like thing to scare children is get like a corpse, like a fake corpse or something like that, like hang them up, but dress them in like in a Santa suit. So as though Santa had killed himself, because you know that would just terrify
Santa,
children.
Easter
like a
bunny,
Santa.
Leprechaun
like
guy,
it.
Tooth fairy.
Leprechauns.
I like it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You know,
like have Dora the Explorer's skull or
and then
something.
You buy
like
Sarah
in
Palin off of eBay.
Perfect on a pike.
What happened to Sarah Palin? That she was a West Hollywood.
She was a WeHo
thing. A WeHo thing. Mm-hmm. That some gay man had hung a Sarah Palin effigy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it made national news and people were really upset. And then I think he put it up for eBay to sell it. Or
really?
But then he changed his mind. Or
I think eBay took it down.
eBay took it down?
It's time for you to take it down. And he eventually took it down. I think he thought the joke was funny at first, but then he was just like, well, I'm getting a lot of flack for this. I better take it down.
Yeah, but now who's laughing? Sarah Palin all the way to the bank and going rogue.
Mm-hmm.
Which actually, she stole the title of my autobiography.
Going Rogue?
Yeah.
Did she write an autobiography?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's not an autobiography if you write it yourself.
That's right.
So Fausto is writing his own now. It's going to be going Roger. Rogue
nice.
And I'm going to be like nice. Rogue-iest.
She took Rogue-iest. The book off of me and I had going Rouge. She spelled it wrong.
Mine was going Roe. It was all about caviar. Really good.
Catfish all about caviar. Fish eggs. Yum,
yes,
yum.
It was.
I thought it was about Rosie O'Donnell.
It was going Roe. Once you go Roe, you never go Joe.
Poor Rosie.
Get what it? Else? Come
oh,
on,
oh,
man.
Oh,
it's
more,
sliding.
More, okay.
Bet
up on it. Gotta give me my cue. So have you guys ever heard of Morehouse College in Atlanta? It's an African-American all-male college.
Yeah.
Very prestigious. Well, now they're cracking down on cross-dressing. So you're not allowed
Why
to
start
dress.
Now?
I know.
People have been getting great marks wearing skirts.
Yeah, so they did a thing. And they,
you
I
got
guess,
bonus points.
You got bonus What? No bonus
you
could, points.
Listen, if you show up in drag mm-hmm. for all your classes.
Well, then have a bloody uniform.
Especially at a brother university.
Yeah.
That takes...
Can we get in the little tranny tambourine
act? Yeah.
Excuse me?
Hey,
all the tranny ladies, all the tranny ladies, throw your hands up. So, Devin, are you ever going to do like a single ladies video with Joel?
Did it and done it live.
We did it live. We did live single ladies. We
really?
Never did a video of it.
People had no clue that these two pasty white
people could get down.
They just thought that was our music to come up on stage to. And then we broke out. And
we busted the whole dance on
we
stage.
We busted it out.
So you guys can do the fist floor punching,
oh,
throw your hands
the whole
up.
Thing. Yeah.
We can actually do dirty dancing. Joel can lift me straight above his head.
We're both dancer trained, so we
I'm a pro figure skater. Joel was a ballet lifter.
Are you still doing special effect sounds for movies with your ice skating?
Well, after my back went out, I can't jump.
Your back left you?
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that.
But I'm thankful.
But Blades of Glory will be richer for your contributions. You actually got nominated for an Oscar for that, didn't you?
That's correct. That's correct. A new category.
Do you actually get like half of an Oscar? Do you get like a certificate if you get nominated?
A participation ribbon?
Yeah. They should give you like little cupcakes.
Well, in
Oscar.
Canada.
They did, in ice cream cones.
In Canada, they would have a thing called participation. And it was like gold swimmer.
Canada's so cute. Isn't it cute?
Well, you know,
Canadian men are so hot.
In the morning, because everybody went to school at the same time, there was no staggered going to schools. So everybody was to school at 8 o'clock and on the radio, because there was only one radio station. It was like, okay, everybody, get up twice around the house, a hug and a kiss from mom and dad, and away you go.
No. Oh.
Okay, we have time for one more news item.
Oh.
You know,
which one did you want to
still
shall
make
we
me laugh?
Big shout out Obama's like basically legalized pot.
Yes. Woo! Obama said, yes, we can smoke it up. So people who use marijuana for medical purposes, and if as long as you're going by the state laws, the federal government is not going to interfere in your rights.
Every time we see one of these green triangles, or what do you call this?
A cross.
Okay. A green cross. That means medicinal marijuana. Where we live, I say no less than 3 meters. Mm-hmm. There's one right across the street.
It's like a Starbucks now.
It's really on every corner.
So how does that work? Do you go get a prescription?
Yes.
So you go, I'm a little bit sober.
Yeah,
my neck hurts.
I'm a little stressed from work.
Bursitis. Anything.
Uh-huh. Here's the thing.
Epigottis.
There are certain conditions where I think marijuana helps. But looking at the two places near us that have opened up recently, looking at the clientele that comes and goes out of there, please, there is no one has glaucoma walking out of there in their life.
Right. One of the morning shows actually tried to interview people because they were opening up a new one, and they had a big long line because they were doing a small sampling giveaway.
Really?
Yes, they were. And people, so the interviewers were saying, you know, what was your prescription? Why? And they couldn't even contain their shit-eating grin.
Yeah. It's just like, I'm completely paralyzed from the neck down on Tuesdays. You know?
Oh, Obama. Yes, we can.
Hey!
I'm a mute.
It's a happy days. Devin, I'm just so sad that this show is ending.
It's not ending because we're going to be seeing you all this week.
The listener party on Friday.
The listener party
for sure.
Mickey's.
At 8 o'clock. Don't be late.
We are going to be there, and you have such great people. We actually can't wait to meet the
people. Joel will be lying down naked on a pool table covered in sushi.
Yes. Oh, just one roll. Just the old California roll.
Strategically on
his
nipples.
Please keep the wasabi away from the.
That stings.
Yeah,
it hurts.
They do have strippers there.
They do.
They do.
Oh yeah,
Mickey's.
You can make a little extra cash.
They don't take it all off.
Can I tell you what happened the last time that we went to Mickey's? I thought Joel was behind me, and so I just.
Oh yeah, we're way in the back.
We're way in the back, and we were going through, and I thought Joel was behind me, and I was getting lost because I knew we're almost at the door, and I grabbed the hand, and it was of the dishwasher, and I dragged him outside.
It was like the 4 foot 11 bus.
It was
like this little Spanish busboy guy. She pulled him all the way to the restaurant, thinking it was me.
She pulled him
out on the street until she finally looks back and realizes she just yanked the busboy.
So we come out onto the street, and there's like all these people waiting to get in, and I'm going.
He thought he was going to bust out.
He was like, wow.
He thought I was a tranny, going to bang him.
He was like, usually I got to work harder than this.
Chick these.
That happened to be a lesbian grabbed my hand once at a great gay pride thing. And I walked with her for like half a block. And then she turned around and was like, what? And her girlfriend was behind me laughing the whole time.
I'll tell you what a great time you can have in a place like Le Parc on La Cienega in Hollywood.
Tom and Arnold.
West Knox.
Tom Arnold and Roseanne Barr come here often.
When I like to get laid, I like to go to Le Parc.
Oh my God. So listen, big shout out to Alex Alfaro, who missed at Twitter. That's MRTWETTS, who helped set up our accommodations, and to also Steven, and also to Todd, who helped
organize the
meetup and the hotels and all this work. Yeah. I mean, seriously, this week of programming cannot happen without the support, both financially and time-wise and logistically, of thousands of people. Can you do that as Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Thousands of this and that with the people and the helping on the gay marriage and the opposite type of marriage with the peoples.
Oh, Arnold, thank you so much.
Yeah, it was great to be here.
So, yeah, because of you, the listener, your generous contributions, your time and your dedication to Todd and to Alex and to Steven, I mean, and really to the two of you, too, who helped get the ball rolling to having us be here.
We just begged for you guys to be here. It's all your listeners. You guys have people who legitimately love.
I thought you liked me for me.
I do. I like you.
They like you for your
fans.
But
at the same time, though, we're also fans of you. We don't spring $50 for anything.
Right.
And you know, we've got honestly,
and that website is coming.
You cannot stop now
your donations. They must continue to come in for Mark and Fausto for Feast of Fun to keep excellent programming on the air. Because, you know, listen to the other crap you get.
There's too much crap.
Too much crap.
There.
You know what? Support the good stuff. Don't even bother listen. You don't need to weed through the weeds. You already have the good looking daisies.
Sexist.
Get the tambourine. Hey.
Thank you, guys.
I'm looking at the man in the mirror.
Oh, hey, great man. Oh, that song by Coop.
Who's Coop?
Listen to it.
What?
K-O-O-P. You're going to love it.
Okay. Are we playing that at the end of the show?
Yes, no. Now you are.
Well, can we?
Can we? Who
well,
is it?
Well, you can do it with the mashup. Can't. Mashup.
You
do
probably,
the mashup with
probably
the
worse
Nirvana.
Do mashup of it with the Nirvana. Okay, so, probably a lot worse.
No, we don't do that. That kind of gets us into trouble.
We're in trouble.
Yeah, but we'll play some lesbian folk music instead. How's that?
Hey, same deal. Same
you know
deal.
What? You know what?
Good?
You know what doesn't get us into trouble? Hand jiving.
Hey, guess what? People, we want you to know and do a big shout out to our today's show and the series of sponsors for our programs from Los Angeles. Steamworks, Gym, Sauna, and Baths.
Joel, Steamworks are delicious. I hope the listeners are listening because Steamworks Gym, Sauna, and Bass, what do? They release the pressure, exclamation mark.
They're going to dramatize this. You have to read Saka.
Oh, yeah.
Do it like Arnold.
Saka.
Do it.
Saka. La pression. Und things.
Steamworks. Steamworks. Steamworks.
Steamworks.
When you're ready to play, Steamworks is ready for you. Visit steamworksonline.com and register to get a discount on your next visit. Enter Feast of Fun on the promo code field to get the special discount. Play hard, play smart. Steamworks Gym, Sauna, and Baths.
Hey!
Very,
and by
very
our
sexy.
Delightful friends at lifeloop.org, your field guide to gay men's health.
One of the most exciting blogs on the hot topics of sexuality, cutting-edge research, and fresh thinking on health and wellness.
Lifeloop.org. People, hit the sweet spot.
Ooh, yeah.
Can I tell you one other thing?
What's
about
that?
Steamworks Gym, Sauna, and Baths?
What?
Well, it's not only comfortable and stylish place to meet other men, relax, work out, and play. Are they open 23 hours? No, they're open 24 hours a day. Are they open 364 days a year? No, they are open 365 days a year to men 18 years and over in Berkeley, Chicago, Toronto, and now Seattle, Washington, and Vancouver, British Columbia.
They're open everywhere there's people ready to have sex. Okay.
And open at the Le Parc soon.
You're making a lot of assumptions there, Fausto. It's a gym, sauna, and bath.
Towels are optional.
If you're blind and you go into Steamworks, they'll cure your blindness.
They have tonic in the...
Jesus lives at Steamworks.
Steamworks gave me a poultice.
And then if you are like lost in the darkness of the world, you go to lifeloop.org. You check out and read that fabulous blog. It's like, it's better than the Bible.
Really?
It's that good. So what do you guys want to hear at the end of the show? I'm trying to find here. I had a
little
yawn close.
How about something pippy?
Oh, yeah.
Someone send us up big. We're going drinking tonight.
We are? Oh.
We're having cocktails.
Really?
As we've had Tricky. Throughout the
How
entire show.
How about The Strangest
show?
Thing?
The Strangest Thing. I think it's a very appropriate song for...
Mark.
Yes.
Fausto, am I allowed to thank your listeners again?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank
him.
Thank
but
you,
I want to thank you guys.
Keep talking.
Thank you guys.
It's such a pleasure to see you guys again in the flesh, live and in person, and to have you on the show.
You know,
like
if your listeners were here right now, what would they see? They would see glowy, happy eyes. You know, it's just
massive pecs.
Positivity.
But you know,
I'm
smiling. Thank you guys for your support as well.
Yeah.
For
listen, you guys are the ones
getting a hold of Devin.
Please,
following
please,
us
please,
and telling everybody to follow.
Please.
You guys are fantastic.
No, I love you more.
No, I love you more. Wait, who's
How
on my lap?
You love me?
Who's on my lap now?
You know what?
Turn the lights on. Let's finish this thing.
By the way, too, we're going to be at Disneyland on
Thursday.
So if you guys want to hang out with us in Disneyland, just send us an email because it's kind of hard to coordinate because. Yeah. you know, Devin kind of gets lost in the Tiki Bird room.
I want to go to Thunder
Mountain. They put her to work.
I want to go to Thunder Mountain and then
hey,
go to Disneyland.
Hey, everybody, funnel cakes on me.
Thanks, everybody.
Take care, everyone. Strangest thing I've ever done, this is the strangest, strangest thing I've ever done, this is the strangest thing. Have you ever heard about a soul, so, so small, oh, oh, had a maze around it, bound to fall, bound to fall, oh, oh, oh. Strangest thing I've ever done, this is the strangest thing I've ever done.